Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning, beautiful.
Who are you?
Who are you?
I am basically a matchmaker.
Really? Really?
Why?
Today is National Matchmakers Day.
You're a great matchmaker.
Are you trying to play matchmaker right now?
I thought you two would be perfect together.
Matchmaker.
A matchmaker.
Love is in the air.
Boom! Love is in the air.
This is why you play matchmaker.
Showtime!
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Oh, what another beautiful smoky day. And I say beautiful because you have to make of it what you can. Tragedy is happening all around us, but we have to stay positive. And I am positive that at some point, General Austin and, that Milley guy will be forced to resign. I'm really hoping so. A lot of talk about that. But I wonder, what about Joe? Doesn't he say that the buck stops here? It all ends and begins with him? Well, there's today's poll question. At 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com, should Joe Biden be, court-martialed? That's actually what the European Union is calling for, at least a few of the higher brass over there. Should he be impeached? Remember, Trump was impeached for a phone call. Should he resign? Or none of the above? Should he just wait it out? There are calls for his impeachment, but I don't know. Should we have something a little stronger? Yesterday's poll question, also brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, should the military be brought in to help fight the Western forest fires? 80% of those participating in the poll said yes. So I did a little educating of myself because I keep getting... I have one caller that, or one emailer, texter, keeps saying, no, posse comitatus act, no, can't use the military. And, you know, you really can, because that act has been changed. You know, it's all about the formal code of what you can and can't do with our military, but there have been exceptions made. Like the National Guard forces operating under the state authority of Title 32. Under state rather than federal service are exempt from the PC Act. Let's see. Pursuant to presidential power to quell domestic violence, federal troops are expressly exempt from the prohibitions of the PC Act, and his exemption applies equally to active duty military and federalized National Guard troops. This is interesting. They can use them for aerial photographic and visual search and surveillance by military personnel were found not to violate the Posse Comitatus Act. Congress also created a drug exemption to the act. Under recent legislation, the Congress authorized the Secretary of Defense to make available any military equipment personnel necessary for operation of said equipment for law enforcement purposes. Thus, the Army can provide equipment, training, military expertise, advice to civilian law enforcement agencies. As part of the total effort in the war on drugs, well, where the hell is the Congress then to start the war on forest fires? It's just little things that, you know, when you start looking into this stuff. So where's our help for these forest fires? We have evacuation centers going for South Lake Tahoe and State Line for South Shore. We have them going in multiple locations. Of course, the community center in Gardnerville, from what I understand, they reached capacity yesterday. So, what else do we have? Green Valley Community Church in Placerville. Rolling Hills Church, El Dorado Hills in California. We've got a lot of people stepping up to take animals, animal evacuation, large animal evacuation. Lyon County is stepping up and helping with recreational vehicles. They're opening up the rodeo grounds there. Lyon County has room for 100 to 150 recreational vehicles. But what about the people and what's going on the inside? Cots, got all kinds of stuff. Now even the Reno Sparks Convention Center is opening up some rooms. They're only taking about 400 and some odd people, which, okay. Because we're talking about entire towns here. We're talking about entire cities. Community centers, Fuji Park, you know, these places aren't going to cut it. There is a massive outpouring of support, though. And we'll talk with numerous people today. We've got so many people working on this. We've got the American Red Cross. Not the American Red Cross, I'm sorry. We've got the Salvation Army of Reno, who is putting stuff forward. Services. This came from David Ward, who is the chief. No, sorry, not the chief, the chef. One letter missing, one letter. I'm the chef here at the Reno Salvation Army. Our emergency disaster services have been activated to help with the Caldor fire evacuation, mostly preparing meals for the evacuees housed in Gardnerville. We are always accepting donations, as I'm sure you know, but if there's any chance you could plug it on your show, absolutely. I will always plug the Salvation Army. Love the Salvation Army. You can donate at reno.salvationarmy.org. I'll donate to the Salvation Army before I will ever donate to the Red Cross. And if you follow the money trail, you'll know exactly why. Now, I'm sure that, you know, the Red Cross is going to get out there and help. But make sure if you donate to them, you put specifically in either your check memo, if anybody still writes checks, or on their websites where the money is supposed to go. You don't see the frivolous amounts of money that are spent in the upper, you know, it's almost like the school district. All the money that goes to administration rather than the actual purpose of what it's intended for. So, David, I hope you get those donations, whatever you need. You know, if you're looking besides money, because I know you can go out and you can buy what you need for the meal services. But if there's anything specific that you need, please just email me back and let me know. You know, even incidental items that we're not thinking about. Paper towels. You know, people are going to be doing a lot of cleanup. Everybody can do something. Because these are our friends, our neighbors. And so with that, the Carson City Republican Party want to help all of those fire evacuees. But it's not just the Republican Party. No, all these organizations have come together, Battleborn, Stand Tall Nevada, and a whole lot of others. There's going to be a drive-through supplies drop-off at the legislature today, at the legislative building, starting at 1 o'clock. So if you've got a chance to pick something up on your lunch hour and drop it off, you can drop off supplies driving north on Carson Street in front of the legislature. Now, they're specifically asking for things like, well, I mean, it doesn't have to be just these things. Non-perishables, water, juice boxes, energy bars, things that don't need refrigeration. Remember, the evacuees are staying in parks. They're staying in community centers. So not a whole lot of services there. These supplies are most needed by our neighbors being evacuated by the from Lake Tahoe to the Carson City Community Center and other possible locations. There will be lots of different locations because there's a lot of people coming our way. All because of bad forest management and bureaucracy.
Fox News and live FM talk radio. KKFT 99.1 FM talk. And live right now with your calls.
884-9910. Yes, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. This was pretty funny. This was sent to me. I love you guys for all the research you do and you find the things. Wow. How I learned to love the New World Order. You know, this is pretty crazy, but this was actually published back in April of 1992 in the Wall Street Journal. Thursday, April 23rd, 1992, Wall Street Journal. How I learned to love the New World Order. Guess who it's written by? Joseph R. Biden Jr. Oh, how people can't see this has been going on for decades and decades. Rather than denigrating collective security, we should realize the kind of multilateral response we assembled for the Gulf War. Why not breathe life into the UN Charter? Amazing. Amazing. You gotta love this stuff. And then shake our heads and go, what the hell? By the way, for all the trouble he's caused with the evacuation and the non-evacuation of Americans, as Armstrong and Getty were kind of tapping into there, still hundreds of Americans left behind when he specifically said no Americans will be left behind. Yet we are releasing and rescuing, I think, 95 to 100,000 Afghan refugees. Seven Afghans were retained after being evacuated to Germany. Three had forged documents with them. Four had already been deported from Germany to Afghanistan as criminals. Already reaching U.S. shores, rapists, and numerous others. It's incredible. These people are not being vetted. And yet, is there a plan for the homeless? Because these wildfires around us, they're creating even more homeless. People forget that when you have to evacuate, so for all of those people coming to Nevada from South Shore, from State Line, welcome. Feel safe. We'll help you any way we can. But I've noticed that a number of the casinos are cutting rates rather than making a certain number of rooms available for free. Because when you evacuate your home, chances are you're evacuating your job as well. Let's go to the talk and text lines, 884-9910. We've only got a minute or so for them, but it's important information you need to know for a very special event today. Lee Elliott is joining us and talking about anything you can drop off at the Capitol
Basically,
complex
yes.
today.
Yes. Good morning, Monica. Tell you what, yeah, we're doing it from 1 o'clock till 6 o'clock. I know the Carson City Red Cross here at the community center says they have 2 pallets of water. They're looking for snacks, Gatorade, fruit drinks, anything like that. That's what they're looking for here in town. I don't know what they're looking for down in Carson and down in Douglas County, but I'm sure they need water. They've been at it for a couple of days. We'll also probably donate stuff down there at Fuji Park because they're full also of refugees, and sounds awful saying it that way, evacuees, sorry. And so we're going to be down there grabbing stuff off of vehicles. Anybody wants to stop by and help unload and then reload into trucks, please, please come on down. I'll be down there at 12 o'clock myself, and we need your help, people. This is a real emergency. Not pretending.
Yeah, this is, well, I don't think that we've ever pretended about an emergency, but Lee, that's the thing now, is even the Reno Tahoe Convention Center is opening up. And so they're going to need supplies as well. Is this something that your groups are thinking of doing more than once? Because this is going to be needed on a continuous basis.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was thinking. I talked to Dan and I've talked to Mike about it, and I said, this may go on all week. This may go on every day this week. It all depends. But let me tell you something. This is not a party-affiliated anything. It's not a group-affiliated anything. This is people caring for people in need. And I don't care what side of the aisle you sit on, up, down, under, I don't care. We just need people down there that care for their communities and the people that are hurting right now. And that's so important to all of us. As Christians, we should be down there by the hundreds dropping stuff off. And I really hope that happens. And I hope we do it all week, to be honest with you. If they need our help, we will be there.
Yeah. Lee, thank you so much for
no egos.
No egos. Thank you so much for joining me today. And thank you for putting this together and just continuing to help the community any way you can. Lee Elliott in Carson City there.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk. 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada and Eastern California. People needing help right now. So today's poll question, I know, it's a little bit self-serving. I just want to know what you think. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should Joe Biden be court-martialed, impeached, resign, or none of the above? Some people say none of the above because that means that that would leave us with Kamala Harris, which is another frightening thought. Yesterday's poll question, should the military be brought in to help fight the Western forest fires? 80% said yes. We need those resources. We need the resources. Get Congress in there as they're passing these, you know, tremendous trillion-dollar bills to give us our assets. I know it's not their job, and they're not designated to do that. And they're not allowed to be, you know what? I don't care about that. Americans are losing everything in these forest fires, and we pay billions of dollars in taxes to maintain the most spectacular military in the world with equipment that we could use, that from the military personnel that I've heard from want to help. These rules that are put in place are just, I get it. They need to be there. But exceptions need to be made as well. 884-9910, talk and text. Nate's on the line. Nate, what's on your mind? And thanks for calling 99.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Monica. What's on my mind this morning is our 13 troops that were blown apart. My little niece, her husband was blown apart about 6 months ago. I want to give our troops out there some scripture, if you don't mind. Is that okay?
Quickly, yeah.
All right. Psalms 144 is a soldier's prayer. Any soldier out there that hears this, please open your Bible and read Psalms 144 right now. It's God's assurance to you. You went into battle to fight. If you killed people, He justifies everything in the time of war. You have no reason to feel shame or guilt. God loves us, and He's going to take care of us to the end. Everything happening right now is supposed to be happening. Fires, earthquakes, famine, everything's happening rapidly. We're getting very close to the return of Messiah. But you got to pay attention to the first one that shows up in Jerusalem. That's Satan claiming to be Christ. He's got 2.5 months, Revelation 9. You got to read it. I'm encouraging all listeners today to go to 2 Thessalonians 2. It's going to build you up. It's going to get you through all this nonsense right now, because that's all it is nonsense. But I'm, like I said, Monica, I'm more concerned about those 13 that were just blown apart. And it seems like it's already fading away. Can you tell?
Yeah. Yeah, I can.
It's sick. It's sickening. And anyway, Monica, that's how I feel. I'm not having a good day. I'm down here in Carson. I got ash falling all over me. It's a disgrace, man. I was born and raised in Lake Tahoe. I'm disgraced to see these fires blazing. We never had this in the 80s and 90s. Never happened. The basin never filled up with smoke, Monica. Now it's every summer. And I didn't know fire was the season, Monica. When did fire become a season? Can you tell me?
When the Democrats took control.
Right. We have spring, summer, winter, fall, north, south, east, west. They call it a fire season, so it's us getting used to it. Get used to the fires, man. Well, who's starting these fires? Because this isn't lightning. These are people setting them, and we know it. And nobody is accountable for anything anymore. It's a disgrace. I'm disgraced, and as far as all of it, man, it's sickening. Anyway, thanks for letting me speak, Monica. We love you, man. Keep doing a great job.
Thank you, Nate. Thank you for the prayer for our troops as well. This is something that Nate was talking about, the 13 that were killed, and more of our service members are going to be killed and tortured as well. And most people that listen to me know how I feel about the animals. And to know that all of our service dogs were left behind as well, locked in cages. You know, who are the people making these decisions? I want them dropped off in the middle of Afghanistan with nothing to protect them. Now the Taliban is saying U.S. planes do not fly over the airspace of Afghanistan. What does that tell you? These people hate us. And we're welcoming them into this country without being vetted. Because we're already finding criminal elements. And they're being taken to Washington State. They're being taken to Idaho. They're being taken to Montana. They're being taken to kind of like the illegal immigrants that are coming across the border. They're being taken to a lot of red states. Imagine that. A lot of red states. I can't say anything else about our service canines being left behind, because that is just, that disgusts me and breaks my heart. Let's go back to the talk and text lines. Check in with DA this morning. Wants to talk about roads. Thanks for calling 99.1 FM Talk.
Hi, Monica. A week or so ago, you mentioned that money was being allocated, I think at the state level, for asphalt roads that go literally nowhere. And there is a reason why that is. Only within the past year or so have the studies been done at the big universities and the laboratories that demonstrate what cured asphalt emits under solar radiation. And it is far higher than all of the gas and diesel vehicles in the L.A. basin. Cement does not emit anything like what asphalt does, and does not retain the heat that asphalt does. Any person can take a little oven thermometer, go set it on the asphalt at 7 p.m., again at 3:30 a.m., and see that asphalt does not release the heat. So when you have an asphalt road being built out to nowhere, it's not actually for no reason. It's not just to spend the money. It's to create heat lines that rise up and create variations in weather. In addition, there are particles called nanothermites. Anyone can look this up. That can be added to paint, cement, asphalt, that work together with a specialty technology, which I don't freely share the information about, but that activates the nanothermites. Now, I don't want to talk about the Twin Towers because I happen to know the people who orchestrated it, and I'm not going to talk about the nanothermites in the paint. But I will talk about the asphalt roads because they release heat all night long. We don't have to have asphalt roads. We can have cement roads. But in addition, the ones that already exist, the asphalt roads that already exist, can have a reflective surface painted onto them to help reduce the heat. There's a reason why the money is going to this. And beyond that, I won't share more. But in addition, your last caller was asking, making the statement that these fires were being set. Yes. Watch a movie called Enron, The Smartest Guys in the Room. It is a full description and even a very revealing tape recording of one of these men who worked for Enron, just laughing gleefully about how they instituted rolling blackouts with PG&E. Even California. California is a great test site because it's overbloated and it's ruled by one dictator over something like 13 million people. Mm-hmm. It should be broken up into four or five states. However, they use that as a great testing ground for all kinds of operations. And so Enron, the smartest guys in the room, is going to reveal how this was done and how it continues to be done. It's not a mystery. It has a history, okay? Yeah. So that's all I wanted to share today.
DA, I'm glad you did, and I think of all those, asphalt driveways at Lake Tahoe and around the lake, you know, you try and keep everything down, and it's just, it's, people don't realize, you know, it's just the way things have always been done.
Individuals can paint a reflective surface on their asphalt driveways to reduce the heat. It still won't change the fact that asphalt itself retains heat for a very long time, while cement does not. I know the cost is great for anyone to replace their asphalt drive with a cement drive. It can be done section by section, even using brick, but to start the process, just paint a reflective surface, reflective paint on the asphalt.
DA, thank you for joining me today. I appreciate the information, and I'm going to watch Enron, smartest guys in the room this afternoon.
Smartest guys in the room.
And then, you know, we know their secrets. We just don't seem to do anything about them.
The FM, news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Oh, yeah. It's the Monica J. Show. Thanks for being here. You know, it got me to thinking. I mentioned all of our service dogs being left behind in Afghanistan, and I doubt seriously with the way that the Taliban treat people. I can't imagine that those service members are still alive, but it's just the whole sense that outrages me, because, you know, that's not just over there. Did you know that Andrew Cuomo had one of the most beautiful dogs? His name was Captain. He's looks like a husky. Yeah. Andrew Cuomo left his dog at the governor's mansion when he moved out in New York, and asked if somebody could keep him. Just left him there. So this isn't something new. I know that we've got some hardcore animal lovers out there, and it's breaking your heart, because it is mine. And the people. Because as the truth comes out, we are learning that hundreds of Americans were turned away after fighting their way through checkpoints, getting to the airport, showing their blue passports, you know, American citizens. They didn't fill out the right paperwork. So the Department of State said, can't get on the plane. Go figure out another way out of this country. So not only do we need generals and, well, Milley and all of those people gone, we need the people in the State Department gone as well. Boy, we're just really finding out how deep this swamp is, sacrificing Americans. Let's go back to the talk and text lines. 884-9910. Check in with Paula this morning. Paula, thanks for calling 99.1 FM Talk. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Monica. It's me, laptop rabbit hole lady. So I want to know, we knew this fire was heading this direction. Mm-hmm. Why didn't we start fighting from the top down? We had plenty of time to put out barriers and retardant and, you know, to... And why can't we fly the planes? Because of the smoke? Other fires have smoke. But then my other subject is, and I need my tin hat where, oh, it's on my head. Okay. They'll let the residential build. Burn. And then they'll protect the commercial, because that money's in the right pockets. So the resort part will be fine. And then just try to rebuild in Tahoe after this. It will cost, you'll have to be a multimillionaire. They will lay down restrictions and regulations that will reserve this property for the elite. And
you know, Paula, I was actually wondering about that last night, because I have a number of people I know that have cabins out around the areas that have been grandfathered in. I even have one friend that couldn't replace his deck because, you know, the new rules and regulations. And I'm just wondering how many of these people will not be allowed to rebuild because they don't want people living in the forests. They want people living in, you know, organized, specialized areas. And Paula, you say you put your tin hat on. I'm sorry, girl, but this is in writing. This is in the UN 2030 agenda.
Yep, human settlements. And we've got one right down here on the corner of Virginia Street and Plum. And it is 1,300 units, apartment buildings. And when I saw it being promoted on the local news, the news person said, "What about parking spaces?" And the man said, "Oh, these people aren't going to want cars."
Yeah.
Really?
Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you what. Those apartments are going to fill up fast now because we have all these people now that their homes, maybe I'm wrong, maybe they'll save Tahoe, but I don't know what they were waiting for. Because when it was safe and you could have pulled out your National Guard and everybody else to be bulldozing, and before the pesky smoke was there, the airplanes could have laid down retardant, and then they know that fire burns uphill, and they know they were going to let the forest burn. They can't stop it. Why didn't they? They say put a protective barrier around your home. Why
that,
didn't you put Paula, a protective
that's because
barrier
it's,
around
it,
Tahoe?
It's called management. And as you see, we have had nothing but mismanagement of our forests. It's the Monica Jay Show. Thanks for being here on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. We will be back with more on the evacuations and Afghanistan after this.